All right, everybody, welcome back. Yet another episode of the Balanced Blues Brothers podcast. Today it's going to be myself joined by Ola, Score, and Travis Tyler. And today we're going to be bringing a Keep Loan Sell episode to you. So this is an annual thing. Most of your Chelsea content pods will do. This is something we've been doing for a while. Tends to be one of our more comprehensive episodes of the off season. So we have this coming down the pipeline, and then we will be having, like we've alluded to, the history series starting with Score. Probably next week is when we're looking to record that. So those would be things we have in the pipeline. But without any further ado, there are over 40 players to address in this Keep Loan Sell episode, and we will get right into it with the defenders to start. So the first one, and I include goalkeepers as part of the defense in this, is Kepa Arrizabalaga. So I'll start us off on this one. I think that really, given where Kepa is and how well he played, I think I would keep Kepa. I think he's a quality backup, assuming we do pursue someone like Andre Onana or another starting caliber goalkeeper. I think he's a really good backup to have. He'd be a great cup keeper, still has some age on his side. And still has a few years left on his deal. He is paid a lot. So I think that if a move was to materialize, that we would need to really explore that. But if we're not going to bring in a new goalkeeper, which is as of this recording, June 11th at 9:16 a.m. Eastern Time, U.S., there is no new goalkeeper through the door for Chelsea Football Club. So at this moment, I would say keep him. But if we are able to, you know, if we do bring in somebody new, he's a quality backup. If we do bring in somebody new and there's a potential move, then I think we can explore that. But I think as of right now, you have to keep Kepa simply because of his form and where we are given the lack of other signings. So that's the first one. And Ola is going to get us up next with Edouard Mendy.
Edouard Mendy, I would say sell. Because I've seen us linked with some other goalkeepers, and I don't think it makes any sense to keep Mendy as a backup. So if we can, this is on the premise that there's a possibility that the option is there to sell him. That we get an offer. If we can, I'll say we sell him because he should be starting for someone, even if it's not for us. So I'd say sell.
Yeah, I'd largely agree with you there. I think that, you know, it's best for probably club and player to move on. Next up, we have Score, and what do you think about our young American goalkeeper Slonina? What do we do with him? Keep loan sell?
Well, I think he's a hugely talented goalkeeper. Definitely got the potential to be a number one in the future for Chelsea. I think the best thing for his development would be to go to a good team, a team where he's going to play and be their number one keeper. And play and develop, and much like Thibaut Courtois went to, you know, he went to Atletico Madrid, had a good couple of seasons there, really developed, and was ready when he came back to be number one. I would loan, and it has to be the right loan. I always qualify loans with saying it has to be the right loan to the right club, in the right league. But somewhere where he can go and play and develop and improve and iron out any kind of kinks that he has. You know, he's still, what, 18, 19? I can't remember exactly how old he is. But that's what I would do with him. I would only keep him if we lose both Kepa and Mendy. Then you could play him in the cup competitions for sure. But I don't think that should be the preference, because I think he needs games to develop. And so that would be good. That's what I think would be good for him right now.
Yeah, young, highly talented player like that, getting a good loan would be crucial for his development this season. There should, you know, should be potential to do that, whether that's even like a championship loan or something like that. I think that'd be great. Travis, what do you think about our young French center back who has shown quite a bit of promise, Benoit Badiachile?
He should have played a whole lot more this season because every time he's played, he's been excellent. So keep him, obviously. I don't like that our whole back line's pretty young, or the ones that should be starting are all pretty young, but you know, they could really develop over time. And Badiachile, you know, I know people had heard of him before, but for the most part, Chelsea fans had no idea who he was, and he's just been excellent. So keep him for sure.
Yeah, hard to disagree on that one. And you know, a lot of us may have not known him, but Ola actually did was writing about Badiachile long before we actually got him. So good scout there. Next one is for me, and it is ironically Thiago Silva. So. You know, I think I get a lot of stick for my opinion on Silva. But I think that, like, let's just be honest and call a spade a spade. We're talking about a 39-year-old player. We are talking about a club that is moving to a U25 transfer model. We're talking about a club that's moving away from like overpriced players and trying to get more of a value-based model in terms of recruitment. And what I mean by that is not that we're trying to target these, you know, cheap players with high potential. We're targeting deals in a value-based model that's more the contract side of things, right? Trying to get the wage structure down because of how mismanaged it was in the past. And I just think that when you see a lot of where we're going as a club and then you look at Thiago Silva, it's very clear the guy sticks out like a sore thumb at this point. He's, you know, and even and we'll get to this other player, but there's another player in the back line that we could make the kind of a similar argument for. So really, this is me saying that we need to move on. We need to sell Thiago Silva. That is strongly where I am firmly in that camp. It doesn't do us any good. Look, I know that people in the fan base think he's amazing. He's wonderful. He's one of the best center backs in the Premier League. But when you look at it more from a team function level, it becomes much more obvious that Silva has limitations and that the team intention has to change to overcome his lack of ability to execute his own responsibilities within that team. And right, I think this is almost, to me, it's obvious, but we can't press as well because of Silva being in the lineup. We're wedded much more to a back three when Silva is in the lineup. We have to have other people basically cover for him in a back three, right? It's just, to me, there's so many things that Silva does that are limiting to how we want to move forward with this team, especially like let's look at Pochettino. I doubt that he's probably going to stick to his guns and play back four with a double pivot in some variation, right? That does not suit Thiago Silva. And I just think that there's the other flip side of the argument for why I've heard some people say that we should keep Silva is that he's a leader, he's a mentor, he has that veteran experience that will, you know, magically exude itself onto our younger players. But I think that a lot of that argument is a lot of folly because in a real player development context, you don't really develop best by listening to somebody talk. You develop best by going out on the field, making decisions, executing decisions, learning the mistakes in your decision-making and your execution, refining your craft and getting better and increasing your football ability. That's how you develop. You don't develop by sitting there and just, it's not an osmotic process where we just listen to somebody and we absorb it and we become that. That's not how player development has ever worked. So yeah, I think we got to get rid of Thiago Silva. I just don't think he fits. I think that all of the positives are, I just think that we, you know, are basically at a point where we have to move on from him. So I say go ahead and move on from Silva. I don't really care what the fee is, but I would definitely move on from that. I know that's going to be contentious, but that's okay. I'm okay with being in that realm. So the next one up, Ola, is for you, and it is another interesting one. It's Trevor Chalobah.
Keep. We need to keep Trevor Chalobah, even if he's not going to be a starter. I think we need to keep him. I think he can play a starting role, but most importantly, he's fine playing a backup role. And players like that are extremely important because you can't fill your team with Maldinis and Nestas. Someone has to be ready to play a bit part role. And I think Chaluba is good enough that the drop off from the whoever starts, if he's not starting to him, would not be so wide. And he can also play a starting role. So whenever we need to call upon him, he will be there and he will do a job comfortably well. I think we need to keep Chaluba.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the more interesting ones, that we've covered so far. And I don't think keeping him would be bad. And I think he did come out recently, and say that, he's looking to try to fight and stick in his place here at Chelsea and keep it. This is another one that I think that, maybe this is just more the online side of the fan base that drums up contention about this player. But Score, what do you think of Ben Chilwell for next season?
Keep. Like, not even a discussion for me. I don't know. I really don't. I've seen a lot of this discourse about Ben Chilwell on Twitter, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, he's had a few injuries, but like when he's played, to me, he's always been, and he's been fully fit. He's an excellent left back, right? He was fantastic, up to when he got injured, and I think in the games when he came back this season, he was really good overall. He'd be our number one left back at the moment. I mean, although Lewis Hall is kind of challenging him, but yeah, it's a no-brainer for me. You keep him, especially when the alternative is Cucurella. But we'll talk, somebody else can talk about him. But yeah, Ben Chilwell, you absolutely keep 100%. He's just on a new contract as well. So, and he loves Chelsea. I think he's slightly more experienced than some of the other players, which is probably helpful as well. He's settled. Keep him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I don't really see the argument to get rid of Chile. I think he's a really good player overall, and he can still play left back even if we switch to a back four. So, I think there's a lot of reason to keep him. Fitness is what it is, but I'm agreeing with you there. Travis, another one that I think should be fairly obvious, Reece James.
I'm getting all the easy ones. Yeah, you should keep Reece James because he's the best at his role in the world, or he's about to be. And I'm like Chilwell, I'm kind of worried about his injuries, and I'm worried if he could do like wing back kind of things long term. But it's hard to knock that he's arguably our best player. And, he's only going to get better because he's so young, and he's probably going to end up being captain the way things are going. So keep him. And unless anyone comes in with like a 200 million pound offer, don't even think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think that, a fullback, wing back is our most valuable player, and it's probably not all that close. I mean, maybe you could say that Enzo is up there as well, but I think when you see when James is on the field and when he's not, the difference there is massive, both, eye test stats, whatever you want to say. I think his contribution to the team is massive. So sorry you're getting all the easy ones to start. I'll lead us off with another one. And this is Kalidou Koulibaly. So this is somebody I was very excited about when we signed him last summer. Mainly the reason I had excitement with him is because I wanted him, to be somebody that Chelsea have pursued into transfers for years. And now that we did sign him, I think we did it way too late. We were about 3 years too late on that. And it really Koulibaly did not look all that great for us unless it was in the Champions League. Too many times in the Premier League, just rash mistakes, beat for pace, just a lot of things that didn't work out for his style of play. But there were some positives, don't get me wrong. There were positives at times in his performances last season. But I think that the reality is if you're going to get one of these Italian clubs to offer a loan option or, a loan deal and maybe an option to buy in the future. Because that seems to be the only kind of deals Serie A is able to pull off right now. That's what I would do. So my thing is I would loan slash sell, depending upon the terms of the deal. But I think Koulibaly is somebody we need to explore a loan for. I don't see there are going to be many outright buyers from a sell opportunity, but I think there would be quite a few buyers from, especially Serie A, for a loan option. So I think that's where we should go with Koulibaly. Again, similar reasoning to Thiago Silva, just doesn't really fit the profile of what we are building at this time at Chelsea Football Club. And while he could be, sort of a serviceable backup option, some, veteran, presence in the locker room, again, I just don't think that that is going to be enough to overcome his lack of ability that we saw last season. So I think he's a loan for me. Next one up is you got this one, Ola. This one is Azpilicueta. So could be, is this the end of a club legend?
Yes, I think he's done enough to get a proper send off. I think he was supposed to leave last season, but Tuku or someone at the club begged him to stay, something like that. I think he's been a magnificent player, servant, defender. He's been amazing in his time here. And whenever we call upon him, he has always, when we When Regis was coming through, he didn't moan when he was, playing a secondary role because he understood the situation. Very understanding, a role model, a fantastic captain, as far as I'm concerned. I think we should sell him. I don't or let him go. Whatever it is, I don't know if anybody wants to buy him, but I think he was on his way out not long ago, so I would sell. I think it's the perfect time for him to move on.
Agreed. I don't think there'll be any contention in the fan base on that one, really. Score, you're up next. This one maybe is going to be a bit more difficult than the past. This is Mark Cucurella. Keep loan, sell.
Well, to me, it's not really contentious, but I would loan him. It's not worked out for whatever reason. He was excellent at Brighton, and that needs to be said. There's a reason that Pep Guardiola wanted him. There's a reason that we wanted him. Nobody expected him to be to see the performances that we've seen from him. We have Ian Maddison and Lewis Hall, who. I mean, got to watch Lewis Hall play live this season in that left back role, and he was sensational. Up and down, huge energy, great crossing, was a threat. Worked hard, like perfect for a Pochettino system. Honestly, a Pochettino we know is the fullback whisperer as well. So, because we have at least two alternatives, I think who are better than him. I would loan him out and then try and make and hopefully have a successful loan and then sell him next year. Because we're not going to get any buyers for him at the moment. Partly because again his salary, the transfer fee that we paid for him, it's that's not we're not going to find anyone to buy him. But I do, and maybe this is controversial, I don't know, but I think we have other alternatives that are better than him. And are more suited to how Pochettino wants to play than him. And he's not a bad player. Like, I don't think he's a bad player at all. He don't suddenly become a bad player overnight. He's had a bad season for lots of different reasons. And he needs to get his confidence back. And he needs to, and he's not going to be the first choice if he does stay anyway. So I think, yeah, just loan him out somewhere where he can go and play and get his confidence back. And then you can make a decision next year. Like, that's what I would do. I know other people probably would do something different, but that's what I think. And I've got nothing against Cucurella because I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good pro. I think he's a good player. And he's got a lot of stick this year, but I think he needs to go away and get his confidence back, and then we'll see what happens after that. So that's what I think of Cucurella.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a decent idea there to just basically give him another chance elsewhere. to rediscover form and then maybe come back into the fold and see how he does. Or, even if he does well alone, you could move him off then, maybe for a slight loss. I don't think we're ever going to get a break even or profit on Cucurella given what we spent. Next one up, Travis. I'm sorry, it's another one. It's gonna be pretty easy for you. It's Wesley Fofana.
Okay. So yeah, obviously keep Fofana. I don't think he's been our best center back. I don't think he's a finished product, and he has mistakes every now and then. But it's hard to ignore, like, when he's good, he's amazing. And it's not hard to see, like, the French national team by the next World Cup having a pair of Badiashile and Fofana at the back. And it's not hard to see us doing the same thing with only one player maybe raising a question mark about that long term. But yeah, obviously keep Fofana, let him do his thing in the back.
All right. Next one up, and I'll be covering this one is Levi Colwill. Oh gosh, man, this is a tough one. If things can work out the way that we have described so far with some of these other center backs in terms of loaning or selling, then I think Colwill is someone we keep. However, there are so many moving pieces right now with Levi Colwill from what you can read about online. I think here is where I'm at with personally with Colwill, and just given the holistic state of where we're at, we need to keep this guy, but he needs to play a lot, which you can probably fill in the gap there, right? It's more than likely that Colwell's not going to be wanting to accept a role that's 40% of the minutes, right, of this upcoming season with Chelsea. I don't think that's going to be best for his development to do that, right? I've heard a lot of people posit that, okay, well, we can keep Silva and we can keep everybody else and we can add Colwell and he'll learn so much and develop from having all these great center backs. I don't buy that at all, right? I don't buy that theory. I think it's largely just a narrative to keep around nostalgic pieces like players such as Silva or somebody else, right? So I think the reality with him is, look, this guy needs minutes. That's how you develop. If we're gonna keep Silva, if the club's gonna keep Silva or do whatever there, or they're gonna keep Koulibaly's and we're gonna move to a back four, there's just too many bodies. There's too many players, right? So in that dynamic, I could see that, Colwell, even if he gets 50, 60% of the minutes, I don't think that's enough for him given where he is. And let's be honest about Colwell for a second. He struggled for minutes for large stretches of the season at Brighton and then really started to figure it out and turn it on in the later stages of last season. So I don't even know if he's really ready to be somebody that could command a large share of the minutes at Chelsea. I think there's still more development needs to be done there. And that's not to say that he's not a highly talented player. That's not to say it isn't somebody I want us to keep long term. But I just think what I'm thinking about here is what is best for the player. And if we answer that question, then we're probably answering the question also of what is best for the club, right? Because I don't think the club are going to get rid of this guy unless Brighton pretty much say, the only way you're getting Caicedo is to give us 20 million and give us Colwell is, on top of it. That's the only dynamic I think I see us losing Colwell unless he just pushes for a move, which again, from everything I've heard, that's not really what's happening behind the scenes. So I'm going to say loan the kid out, get him another year of good experience, and let him come back next year to a less crowded center back room and really develop more as as the starter for Chelsea and not just developing as a player with potential in the Premier League. That's where I'm at with Colwell. So I'll leave it there. And next one up is for Ola, and this is another one that is maybe going to be very difficult to answer, but it's Malo Gusto.
Malagusto. I think Malagusto stays. And that is because I think, like Travis mentioned, I don't know if Reece James' injury is. I don't think it's injury prone. I think there's enough to suggest that if the club handles his recovery very well, he'll fully come back and he won't be getting injured as much. But I think the reason Malagusto agreed to come is I don't think he was promised that he would start most games. I mean, he knows regimes exist. But I really do think that Gusto would end up being our. Let me not put it that way. Last season, Marcus Alonso played 28 league games for Chelsea. He left Chelsea as our starting left wing back at the end of the day. So I think it's heavily dependent on James, but even if James is fit, I think Gusto should stay. I think we should keep him. I think I'm sure Pochettino would try Gusto out and give Gusto a fair chance. I don't think he's going to play four games in a row to show what he can do, but he would know that whatever chance he gets, it would depend how much game time he gets would on some level would depend on how well he does. I mean, if he comes in and plays very well and James also is playing very well, then he will continue to be behind James. But last season, I don't know how many people agree with this, and but many of the games James played when he came back from injury, he wasn't good. He wasn't great. And I see a situation where even when James returns, he may not be at the level and Gusto comes in and maybe plays well enough to either give James a run for his money or reduces James to a reserve role. But that's going to be intricate. But I think the most important thing is we've needed someone to carry the right wing back load for with James for a long time, and we've not had one of the style of Reece James. We've had players who have been able to play at right wing back or pretend that they can do a job there, but I don't think we've ever had a backup that could give us some a part of how do I put it? That could give us some of what Reece James gives us. As Blikota is not as fast or athletic, probably not, maybe not as good in the tackling. Actually, as Blikota's tackling is very good, but I think it's generally James and Gusto are similar types of players. I'll say James is the better player, obviously. Maybe Gusto is a younger version of James, but Gusto is 19, so he's not in a hurry to start playing 35, 36 league games for a team yet. So I think we'll keep him. He would do well to learn behind Reece James, play some games, get some more experience in English football, and then we can go from there. I'll keep.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think you keep him. Next one up is for you, Score. It's Ian Motson.
Ooh, I'm getting all the tough ones, aren't I? Well, I rate Ian Maddison. He's had a great season at Burnley. And we have an option to extend his contract, I think, by a year. He's got 1 year on his deal. Hearing things that we want to offer him a new contract and loan him out because we want to get him a year's experience in the Premier League. I've actually seen some Burnley fans saying that, like, maybe he's not quite ready to be a left back, starting left back for Chelsea, but they could be biased because they want to keep him. It's a difficult one because I would like, in terms of his ability, I would love to keep him. But at the same time, I recognize he probably needs to be playing to get more experience. So ideally, I think, like, I would be keeping Lewis Hall as Chilwell's backup. And I would be probably extending Ian Maddison and then loaning him out for a year to play probably to Burnley so that you can play regularly in the Premier League, get Premier League experience, and then again you assess next year, like, and then you'll probably get more value for him if you decide to sell him next year as well. But again, also we'll see what happens with Chilwell and his fitness and things and all of that, and what happens with Lewis Hall, whether he ends up in midfield, and then you can make that decision then. But that's what I would do. I would not sell him. But I think loan is the most realistic, and probably the best thing for his development as well. So that's what I would do with Ian Maddison. Very good player.
Yeah, he's one I really don't want us to lose long term. But we got to prioritize his development in the meantime. So agree with you there. And finally, Travis, we got just a little under a minute here, but Ampadu and Babaraman, kind of forgot these guys existed.
Yeah, I'd sell Babaraman. He's what happens when you look at stats for one season and ignore everything else. Ampadu, I would sell unless like Chalobah's leaving for some reason, because then, Ampadu's kind of like in that Eric Dyer mold Chalobah's in that Poch would like. But for the in general, I think he's probably going to be sold, and he probably should be sold. Hasn't really lived up to his hype.
Agreed there, and that is the end of our defenders for keep loan sell.